This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey, yeah, yeah. That's it right there, man. Welcome to Tapping the Talent, this Friday's edition of Tapping the Talent. Yes, like Gareth said, my name is Duncan, and I do introduce myself as Big D because I am rather a big fella. But nonetheless, it is the edition of Tapping the Talent, Friday's edition. Sadly, none of my guests today are talent that I'd like to tap, you know, but they're all both talented individuals. First up, we're going to have a young man from Randburg. I don't know if he's so that young, but he's 28 years old. But according to the industry, we may think that he's rather young because he hasn't been exposed to the extent that he'd like to be extended to. But now, the song I just played out now with Kabelo Matimba. I don't know if you're much of a big listener of Cliff Central, but I know you are because you're still tuned in. We had Kabelo in yesterday and it was amazing. I can finally say I have found someone locally. I don't want to say black individual, but I found someone that I can actually think that I believe I can look up to as a role model because he's been exposed to the industry within the industry he's been in the industry for the past 20 years or so, and he's got a beautiful journey, and he's just released a book. So that's something that I'd love to read. From the beginning of this Monday, I took it upon myself to start taking my life back, you know. You know when you feel like you're in a bad space and you just want to take your health back, you want to take your spirituality back, you just want to get your state of mind right. So that's been my journey for the whole week. I hope it can continue throughout the whole year so I can start 2016 and hit it running. So the crux of Kabelo's book is it's titled I Ran For My Life, which is has two meanings. It could mean that he started running because it saved him, it gave him good health, or he ran from all his problems. He ran away from all these problems. And then I think to myself, because it's very hard growing up and not having anyone to try mimic or imitate or just try and aspire to be, you know. But because we all know his story from being in a young group, TKZ, I think it was back in the 90s, and up until now, where he's established himself as a musician, a businessman, and he's now a father, which is a blessing, because not a lot of people can be in that position, you know. So that's something I'm looking forward to. That's probably going to be my Christmas gift to myself, by buying Kabelo Mabalane's book. It should be amazing stuff. And then later on the show, we're going to have a group called Graffiti Art Installation. So now, we all know, if older folks are listening to the show, they probably have a negative view on graffiti, that it just defaces people's property, it damages people's property and so forth. But now these people have, the group that's coming in, have a different take on graffiti, because to the point where they're sometimes hired by corporates. They're hired by corporates to come interior design some of their offices just so they can be more appealing to the youth. Because I think that's where the true economy lies, the future economy of the country and the world is the youth currency. So we'll learn more about graffiti and how it's helping save a lot of students, though, because funny to bring it up, but people who make it in life, we had a black coffee in here. I think it was yesterday on Black Life, and from the whole interview that was conducted, what I learned and I took from the whole interview is that you know, if you really want to be that rich in life, to the point where you can be so comfortable that you just chase the summer throughout the whole world, it would be just live your dream. You see, if you live your dream, then I think all the riches of the world will come to you. And that's what Untapped Talent is all about. It's like we discover all the diamonds in the rough, and we just give them the platform just so they can put themselves out there and they can be heard. At the end of the day, the question is, to me actually, is are you even worth being heard? Do you know what I mean? What is it about you that's just going to attract me and keep me in the light that you shine upon the earth with your art, so to speak? So I'm looking forward to a great, great, great show. I know the artist who's coming in, Will. I think he's a Mbaqanga singer trying to break into the R&B scene. So it's going to be quite tricky. Because let's be honest, I don't know what you guys think about the whole music industry these days, but I just think there's just too much music that's just coming out, and it's really hard just to shuffle around and find the real good nuggets, man. I don't know. Let me know your thoughts. Are the type of music that's being released today that we've been just inundated with, like too much music is coming in, is it good quality? Do you find yourself from if you buy an album with like 14 tracks? Do you listen to all 14 tracks? Do you enjoy all 14 tracks? Or is it just the two singles that were promoted by the artist? How easy is it for you to access really, really, really good music? And just to go back on the second part of the show where we'll have graffiti art installation group in here, from the pictures I saw, It looked like this is graffiti saving the nation, because it was I think there was a group of 8 young black. I don't like profiling, but I'm not even going to profile. You know what? I'm just going to take the song by Robert Glasper as my guest walks in. Will, and he's got a guitar and he will bless us. Do stay tuned. And don't forget, this is Cliff Central. Send us your messages on WeChat. Happy Friday, everybody.
Untapped talent on cliffcentral.com.
That's right, tapping the talent today with Prati, Big D, Duncan right here. I don't know, we are really in a terrible space at this point in time here in South Africa. You know, a lot of things are falling, man. I don't know. I know on the next show, a lot of things will be dropping. A lot of panties will be falling and stuff. We've got a sex talk up next with Jonty Seal. But at this point in time, we are talking about talent. Raw and cut. Diamonds in the rough. Hashtag, I'm trying to break in, right? Yeah. Hashtag, I'm trying to break in. So we do have Wilson Kubega in the studio with us today. And, I read his story. It's really a beautiful, beautiful story. And I think it's something a lot of musicians and artists can relate to, you know. Chasing my dream. Let me find my passion so I can heal the world through it. Excuse me. While I'm talking, do you mind just playing a few notes and melodies in the background while I'm talking and telling people your story, if you don't mind?
Yeah. Let's try that. Yeah.
So Wilson Kubega started singing when he was young, but never believed he could become a musician, even though he knew that he had the ability. His greatest accomplishment has been starting the music journey. It took him years to believe in his abilities, and took him a while to find the courage to share the music with strangers. He wasn't confident to sing to a group of people. Ooh, I love it, man. He would get nervous and forget everything, but with more practice and gigs, his confidence grew.
Yeah.
He quit his job last year. Financially, it's been really frustrating for him. Sometimes he regrets leaving his job to pursue music. Life is really tough without a source of income, he says. It is as frustrating as not climaxing. That's what it says in your bio, by the way.
Oh yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Great stuff, man.
Yeah.
So what I gather from the little piece I read of you, well, tried to read at least. It wasn't great reading. But anyway, keep playing.
Please. Keep playing, okay.
Yeah. What I learn from this whole story that I just read of you is a story of go getting what's yours, you know?
Yeah.
It's like fighting the power, you know? It's like being strong, growing in character.
It's true, yeah.
It's true. How did you do it, man? Was there a moment? You want to say hi to the listeners first, maybe, probably?
What's up to the listeners? Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Fantastic, man. I don't know. How long? You're 28 years old. You're from Randburg. Trying to break into the music industry, right?
Yeah.
Do you think there's an actual formula that one could follow if they wanted to break into the industry these days, these nowadays? I think I can think of one now. I can think of three, actually. You could probably, you could well, sleep your way up, which is an option, but we don't condone that yet.
Yeah.
Or you could try your damn hardest to get a collaboration with an established artist, maybe, just so you can be heard.
Well, that's sucking off of someone. I don't know. Yeah, it works.
Yeah,
I've seen it work. Yeah.
You've seen it work.
I've seen it work. I mean, like, I think, yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think it will work.
It will work. But now, for an already established artist to want to collaborate with someone who's trying to break in, you see, they would have to spot something within you or see something in you.
That's true, yeah.
That they'd want to just mold and make great.
Yeah.
Hmm. Is there someone that you're thinking about at the moment that you would really... You want this person to spot you and be like, hey, man, let's push it. I know people, brother. We can call them right now, get them tuned in, and then we'll know.
Can we call John Mayer?
John Mayer?
I'm joking. So some of my favorite people are not like Civil Twilight, if you can call them and they can feature me.
Oh,
is
that commercial music? Is that commercial music?
It's not necessarily commercial music, but they're doing well outside of South Africa. And I think that's what everybody is aiming at generally, is just taking over the music industry globally. So not just being a South African musician.
Can you think of any one artist locally, South African, who's taken over the world?
Prime Cycle is doing that. You think the Polytones.
You think they listen to all that stuff in Japan, bro?
Probably. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
You know, I guess I'm not relating to that because I already had an answer in my head.
Yeah.
It's someone that I listen to.
Okay.
And then I've realized that he's blown up throughout the whole world. Everyone's listened to him.
Uban, who's that?
He's worth like $1 million, so I hear.
Okay.
It's Black Coffee.
Black Coffee, yeah. Everybody would like to Black Coffee.
I think, isn't he the biggest SA musician that ever lived? At this point in time, he won the Ibiza Awards DJ of the Year.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Looking at his record at the moment, yes, he is. He's
made it.
Yeah, he's made it.
So he's the perfect what can we call it? Perfect example, someone to look up to. That because one great lesson you can learn from Black Coffee's story is that like we all want to do in life, really, is just follow your heart, follow your passion. I know it sounds corny and stuff, but I know. But you made it more practical. You to the point where you even quit your job. What were you doing before all this?
I was a project planner at a certain telecommunications company, and I did not enjoy that.
How miserable were you, man?
I used to drag myself out of bed every day just to go make that little money, and then come back home. I can't do music. I can't do anything. I'm frustrated. I really hate sitting behind a computer. I'm one of those weird creative people. I'd rather be out there engaging with people or painting or singing or performing rather than just sitting behind a computer and answering phone calls and that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I respect that. But how do you think you're going to break in? Do you even want to break in? What does breaking in the industry mean for you? What does that mean? When you feel like, you know what, I've made it. Which point do you want to reach and say, you know what, this is what I wanted with my music and performances?
Well, ultimately, I just want to travel the world and share my music with people. That's like my big dream. And hopefully not be known only in South Africa, but outside of South Africa. That's I believe that's just making it. Is waking up every morning and getting to do what you love and still be able to live off it. So you're not a struggling musician, unable to pay rent or whatever. So for me, that's making it.
No.
Yeah.
I hear you. And what I gather from all that is that you probably have like universal messages, universal songs that you just want to share with the world. Your message is unique to you that you want to share with the world, right?
Yeah.
Hmm. What is it exactly? The genre, maybe?
I mix it up a little bit. Most people call it soul. I think it's a mixture. I'm more into the folk rock type of stuff because that's I got influenced by.
Well, she's boy, man.
Not really. I think. Yeah. Not really. there's no cheese at the moment, so
no
not
cheese
really
at the moment.
No. But yeah, but that type of stuff, like with a soulful rock with a bit of with a bit of soul, basically rock with a bit of soul.
That sounds delightful.
Yeah.
Do you have any dependents? Because I must think, if you're gonna quit your job and just chase your dream, that's probably not gonna pay you well enough for the next 2 years, maybe, if you're lucky.
It's not paying me enough right now.
Do you have any dependents?
I don't have any dependents. That's why I was able to quit, because I don't want to find myself in a situation where someone is relying on me and then I'm stuck with something that I really hate.
No, that's you. Have you given yourself like a timeline?
I have given myself 2 years. Well, actually 3 years. So
give yourself 4 years, dude. Please give yourself enough time. Don't put yourself under pressure, man. Yeah. It's not too old to get to break into the industry.
Yeah. So... yeah, I think I still have one more year to go. Two more years to
go. Two more years to go in that case.
Yeah.
Mm. What's been the biggest moment for you thus far?
Thus far?
Mm. So in your 2 year tenure?
Sheesh. I haven't had any big moments. I just play clubs and whatnot, and sometimes they're awesome, sometimes they're not. I've never really had a moment I'm like, wow, feel like I'm making it, or it's a
really?
Big moment. So SA's Got Talent is a big moment, I think. Just making it out of, like, being one of the top 21s out of most people in the country. So for
that's
me, that's
true.
A big moment. Yeah, that,
it definitely is.
Yeah.
Did you make it in the top 15, top 10, or you just got out the top 20?
Right now, I'm part of the top 21. I think some people got eliminated last week. So,
oh, yeah?
Yeah. So,
so you're still in the running?
I'm still in the running. I am doing my semifinals this Sunday.
Yeah?
6 o'clock ETV. Yeah, I'll be performing.
I know there's 10 million people listening right now here at Cliff Central.
Yeah.
So what you can do for me now is audition for the listeners.
Yeah?
So you're going to play your song, then immediately after that, tell them how they can vote for you, etc., etc.
Okay.
You look like an honest man, I must say, man. I'd buy your music.
Thank you, man. I'll do what I covered for the finals, which is Prime Circles, for the auditions, which is Prime Circles.
No, you see, I don't know a lot of Prime Circle songs, man.
You'll know this one.
Sing me a struggle song, man, because let's try to be relevant.
I don't have a struggle song.
Come on. Struggle song, man.
I don't have a struggle song.
Tula, tula, mama.
That's a bit out of my league.
Is that a struggle song? I think that was
no,
a
that's
lullaby.
Not a struggle. That's a lullaby.
Sorry, man. I don't even know my struggle song. Sing what you want, man. Let's do it.
Yeah. I'll do Prime Circle, which is what I auditioned for. It's called She Always Gets What She Wants.
Oh, and she does. I know.
Comes around like a wildfire, like I'm all drawn to a flame. I'm on my way, I'm being burnt once again. And I've been through this before, 100 times or more. And she keeps me coming back. What am I waiting for? She always gets what she wants. Always gets what she needs and more. She always counts out the cards that I'm playing. She always moves to the rhythm she is making. She is. She moves to the sound of her own drum. 1 minute she's there, the next she's gone. And I'm left to pick up pieces of myself to carry on. And I've been through this before, 100 times or more. And she keeps me coming back. What am I waiting for? She always gets what she wants. She always gets what she needs and more. She always counts out the chords that I'm playing. She always moves to the rhythm she's making. She is, she is, she is,
She is my home. She is my home. She is my home. She always gets what she wants. She always gets what she needs and more. She always counts out the cards that I'm playing on. She always moves to the rhythm she's making. She is.
Woo!
Yeah. Hey, man. Mind-blowing stuff. These are white people things, man. You probably grew up on fucking Jacaranda FM and stuff, right?
I felt maybe.
Yeah. I see right through you, man. But I won't deny talent, man. My dad also used to play a lot of that stuff, so I can relate. I hear you've got it, man. These are white people things, but we love them too, man.
Yeah.
But I think that's the beauty of music, wouldn't you say? That it goes past race. It's like everyone can relate because we're all human beings, man.
That's
like,
true.
God damn it.
That's true. Yeah.
God damn. That's a universal language. That was a brilliant performance, man. How can we help your cause here at Cliff Central?
How can you help my cause?
How can I help your cause? How can I make you blow up?
I don't really know. Give me a recording deal. Let me write my own music and own it.
Help me out here. Help me out. Maybe a bit musically illiterate here. So when I give you, I might even give you a record deal because we do have Cliff Central Records.
Yeah.
Didn't know it started right now. We might be signing you. Who knows? Maybe.
Okay. So
what can we do for you? What do you need? You just probably need some studio time, right?
I just need some studio time. And maybe a couple of musicians to jam with and to add a bit of weight to the music.
Cliff Central Records is connected. Anyone you want, we can get. I promise you. Yeah.
Okay.
If we give you a record label, a record deal, what's in it for us? We will be putting the good music out there for the listeners. Everyone will get to hear your voice, etc., right?
Yeah, I'm very sure you make money from it also. Mm. Well, a certain percentage of it. I think that's what it, yeah, yeah.
Honestly, from listening to your performance right now, you're someone that I would personally invest in because you seem like an honest person.
Yeah.
You know, you're fighting the good fight that is music.
Yeah.
You know, trying to heal the music, heal the world through your voice, right?
Yeah.
So, but is there a box where I could say these are the type of messages you want to put out there?
Hey, I'm all about, like, one of them is just chasing your dreams and doing what you feel more comfortable doing or feel like you're called to do or whatever, feel like it's part of your purpose. And I write about love, I write about struggles in relationships.
How do you know that, you know, this is my calling, this is my purpose? Do you have a vision? How do you know? How did you know?
It resonates with me. It's the only thing I can do better than most things, you know?
Oh, yeah.
From when I was young, I wanted to be a singer, although I had like a couple of doubts and whatnot, but it's what I've always wanted to do. I just feel like it's what I'm born to do, you know, to just
that's
sing, play guitar,
right there,
travel the world, and yeah, share the music and share a message. Yeah.
So you performed for us just now a cover song.
Yeah.
Do you have anything that you've originally written yourself?
I do, yes, I do have.
Are you sure about it?
I'm sure about it. I was just not. Well, yeah. No, I do.
Is it something that you'd like to put out there?
It's something I'd like to put out there, yeah.
Okay, say now, it might be difficult because already we have access to the equipment for you to record. But now the question would be, how would we put you out there? How, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hmm.
How would you put me out there?
Yeah. So say now we've recorded all your songs, all 12 of them.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. They're all on a disc. What now? These days, consider all the social media, all the new technology you can use. How would you go about it?
Well, I would find a marketing guru or a publicist to take care of that, because I'm more into Facebook and Instagram and that's what I do most. But those are like not the greatest platform, not the greatest.
They're working for some people.
They're working for some people, but I've been doing Facebook, and maybe I'm not doing it right also, so I need someone who's...
How's your Twitter following?
It's not that much. It's like about 500.
No, so you know, that's something. Not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad at all, dude.
Yeah. So, so that's not much. And my Facebook is not... I mean, it's been running longer, and I do more business there. But it's not so big also, so...
You know, I knew a guy when I was studying back at City Varsity, my lecturer, Kevin Leicher.
Yeah.
He once wrote a jingle for one of the telecom companies.
Mm.
And they cut him a deal with $250,000.
Wow. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I want to give you some value. So they cut him a deal for $250,000.
Mm.
He went down and he opened his own studio, now called Dark Star Studios.
Yeah.
In Newtown. Just had to give him a punt.
That's cool. Yeah.
My lecture, you know? So I think if I was in your position, if I was a singer, but now I don't have all the capital that I need at this point in time to get the marketing gurus, to get the studio time, what I'd do, I'd start pitching.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Pitch a song to one of the telecom companies. Just write a 30-second jingle.
Yeah.
You know?
30-second jingle. Okay.
30. Just something. You know, that was easy. Do it for like 10 companies.
Yeah.
And email to all of them. But just remember, everything belongs to Cliff Central Records, because we just spoke about this right now. You know what I mean?
Well, we didn't sign on a dotted line.
No, but it's all recorded, my brother. Come on.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm adding value.
Yeah.
Reimburse me. You know, I think it's good. So the value you can get from this whole session we just had, you and I, is I'd probably go the pitching route, you know?
Yeah.
Start getting the money for the equipment and the marketing by going through advertising, because everything needs music at the end of the day. It needs sound.
Yeah. That's true.
Am I bullshitting you, man?
No, you're not. Yeah, you're on point.
Am I bullshitting you,
know,
man?
You know what you're talking about. You're on
point. So I think when you leave this place right now, where are you going to go?
I have a rehearsal. I think it's technical rehearsals for SA's Got Talent. So I'll be doing that today.
Great stuff, man. And in your spare time, what you should do, I think, is just go on the website, look for whatever company that interests you, and just read their slogan, whatever. Try work it into a jingle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One quick tip is that you can use an old 80s classic song and just use those chords and wing their slogan into that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, it's doable.
Look, if you want a place to record, just come here to Cliff Central Records, dude. We'll make it happen. Start making that money, man.
Okay, cool.
Just remind the listeners once again, how can people make you work? How can people get you out there, man? How can we vote for you?
If you go to Will Ray's Music, the last name spelled R-A-Y-Z, because people normally get that wrong. So Will Ray's Music on Twitter.
Yeah.
Will Ray's Music _ on Instagram. Will Ray's Music on Facebook. And you'll find all the details on how to vote. Tune in to ETV on Sunday.
ETV.
At 6 o'clock, yeah. Right. I know people don't watch that. Or Channel 1.
You know that as well.
Or Channel 194, yeah. I think, on DSTV. And you can catch my semifinal performance and vote for Will Ray's.
And check out your clips on YouTube.
And check out my clips on YouTube. Will Ray's Music on SoundCloud. I have a couple of originals.
Fantastic.
Up there, yeah.
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 So why don't you serenade us with your original composition?
Okay,
with peace and love.
Yeah, this is it's called You and I. It's a very funky song.
Oh,
very
yeah?
funky, simple, but yeah.
Banks and leave this town, cause all these people look like they wanna take us down. We don't fit them here. Oh, this town is dead and cold, and everybody looks like they're moving with the flow. We're living a mighty walking dead. Well, you and I. long in the sky to outshine the stars, outshine the stars, you and I. The colors fly to the moon. We'll build our dreams and everybody will look up to us. We'll live in our dreams. Oh, and when we old, we'll fall like shooting stars. You and I. I wanna fake kind. We belong in the sky. To outshine the stars, outshine the stars, you and I.
Woo! Well, that's part of it.
Dude, that is a delicious song. These are white people things, man. I love it, man. You know what, brother? Good on you, man. You're fighting the good fight. I wish you all the best, man.
Thank you. Thank you, so much, man.
So do you consider the value that I did add you to your life?
I'll definitely consider it.
Man, and if you come across any troubles, you know, Cliff Central Records, you know, just opened a record label here at Cliff Central. It's called Cliff Central Records, where we're helping young diamonds in the rough trying to break into the industry.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining me, Will.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Any parting words, maybe?
Just thank you so much for the opportunity. And remember to tune in ETV and Vote Will Raise. Yeah.
No, fantastic stuff. Do join us. Coming up next, we'll be talking graffiti. Is it an art or is it a crime?
I am the future of South Africa. On my shoulders, I carry the hopes and dreams of generations to come. I'm eager to learn, but even more eager to use my knowledge for good. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters.
At Sibanye-Gold, we believe our youth is worth its weight in gold, which is why we are so committed to developing, nurturing, and grooming our young people into future leaders. Sibanye-Gold, we are one.
This is CliffCentral.com.
I ask myself why.
I've been gone till November. Yes, as we move closer to December, festive season, you know, people will be going crazy. Just drive safely on our roads. Don't do crime. Stay away from drugs. But one thing I can encourage you to get into is graffiti. You know, growing up, we'd draw on people's walls, etc., etc. Then you'd be called a criminal. But times have changed as we move on. Fees are falling, but our kids are still drawing. I don't know, is there a graffiti artist out there who's done a big tag that says fees must fall? I don't know. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, Alicia's mom.
Good morning.
Great stuff. We're talking graffiti here. We have people from the design school, right?
Mm-hmm. And Standard Bank.
And Standard Bank. Great bank.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to switch to Standard Bank quite soon. Quite soon. I know you guys are running a campaign. Is it a campaign?
Well, it's actually, we have a couple of campaigns. We've just launched an open innovation campaign, and we used the graffiti wall as our backdrop for that campaign.
Really? Because I know if you're going to use graffiti, it simply means that you're trying to reach to the youth. It's more appealing to the youth.
Yes, definitely.
Hmm. Has this whole process changed your view on graffiti?
Of course. You know, normally when you look at graffiti, you think someone's punked someone's surface. You think they've messed it up. You think it's vandalism. But having a closer look at some of the graffiti, you actually realize that it's art. And if you get individuals to collaborate with you that are also passionate about art, they feel a sense of ownership. And that's what the partnership with the design school actually brought to this project, a sense of partnership and collaboration.
Yeah, because I feel like even if doctors and sangomas collaborated, great work would be done.
Definitely. I mean, I think collaboration is the key to innovation and to thinking differently. And that's one of the reasons we brought the design school, the students, and an amazing graffiti artist, George, from Mars Graffiti, to actually do this.
I've seen some of his work. He's great.
He's absolutely fascinating. And he's such an artist and a true tradesman of the craft. And when you bring individuals like that into a space and they get to collaborate with kids, it's amazing what the output has been. And you've seen some of the output, and I'm hoping some of your viewers can see, listeners can see that as well.
After the show, we'll be tweeting out all the pictures. Collaboration is key. What I want to fit in, if the students collaborated with the government, the whole fees thing would be out of the way. But we don't want to talk about that right now.
Definitely
but
not.
Collaboration
yes.
is key in a lot of lives. Alicia.
Yes.
Graffiti. Is that your calling?
It could be. It definitely is an option. But graffiti takes a lot of practice. So the more practice, the better. I guess this was just the foundation. So we'll start practicing, and I think people could definitely make a career out of it. I'd love to do it.
Yeah, because I think as soon as you find your passion, you know, there's no such thing as a career. You just live each day as it comes, and just put yourself out there. What's your greatest piece of art that you've put out there so far?
I would say that the spray painting I did on my wall of the galaxy, actually. So it's also graffiti. So I did the galaxy on my wall, and it's actually quite stunning.
I don't know. Have you been to Newtown under the bridge, around the corner where there's like, it's under the bridge, and all the pillars that are holding the bridge up, they're full of graffiti. Have you seen that part of Newtown?
No, I haven't, but I think I'd love to.
No. I think that is the most famous space of graffiti in Joburg right now. So when you leave, you can probably just ask your mom to just take you around there. Beautiful stuff. I think there's an event, a yearly event, and they change the graffiti from time to time. So it would be a great step for you if you have one of your pieces just there for one full year.
Wow, yeah, I think that would be awesome, especially if we involved all the people that did the graffiti in the incubator, all the design school students. That would be awesome.
In fact, George did speak about that to the kids, that yearly showcase of some of the best graffiti artists and changing the mindset of what graffiti art actually is.
I want to know something. If you woke up tomorrow morning and there was some graffiti on your wall, would you be moved? Would you be upset? on your house wall, your home.
There is graffiti on my home walls. Alicia is actually my daughter.
Oh, yeah,
and
of course.
And Alicia has done her room not once, but twice. And there's spray paint all over our porch as well, because she's also done pictures of the moon on our dustbins. So I'm one of those moms, and I think my husband as well. It's always scary when you walk home and the place is filled with fumes.
Yeah.
But then also it's about encouraging that creativity. We need more creative
minds.
That
is true. And we need more encouraging of those creative minds.
Yes, definitely. And that's why it's so important to have these specialist schools like the Design School and Vega that encourage creativity. I mean, the corporate world is actually looking for creative minds, individuals that can think conceptually. People think creativity is just drawing. It's so much more than that. I mean, George from Mars Graffiti showed us that it's an art form. You can actually infuse your brand message using
subliminally graffiti. Or in real life.
If you think about it, when last did you see kids taking selfies in any bank building? So here, kids are taking...
You can't even put the two together.
Exactly.
You wouldn't.
Kids are taking selfies of the graffiti wall and talking about how amazing the space is. So we want individuals, when they walk in, to actually have a shock to the system, to say, I'm now given the freedom to think differently because I'm in a space that is so different because of this graffiti wall.
Won't you just tell me more about the design school? Is it a private institution, or how does one get into the school?
So I'm actually at the design school. I'm a parent of a child that's attending the design school. I've been fortunate to have entrepreneurs that we work with that have also gone through the design school in Vega. It is a higher education center and focusing on building skills on creativity, brand design, strategy. Alicia's actually studying graphic design, but next year she'll probably want to study something different, you know, in terms of brand design, or she might want to continue with graphic design.
Sounds like you've already made up her mind. Alicia, is this correct? Is this what you want to do, Alicia? But I must say, Mom, you must be very happy that your daughter's found a space where she can just be cathartic and just release everything about it.
No, my mom's always encouraged me to do what I wanted to do.
Let's pretend your mom's not you.
Okay. No, I would have said this even if she wasn't yet, actually. But they've always encouraged me to do what I wanted to do, and they allowed me to make up my own mind, and I've always been a creative person.
Mm.
So going into the design school was an opportunity, and I definitely took it. I allowed myself to explore different things in it, and that's why I do want to change my mind, or I might, but... Yeah, I still have time, which is great. And I do want to change my mind. I think I want to do something a bit more, like a lot of graffiti, a lot of like designing, painting, artworks. Yeah. It's something...
Sculpting, maybe?
Yeah, sculpting. I also did a bit of sculpting, which was amazing.
You're an artist.
I am, and I absolutely love it. And I never thought I could actually love something I was studying. But I love it.
No, you know, you are in a very privileged position. You know, and I think what would make the position even more privileged is if maybe with everything that's happening in the country, whatever's happening in your head, if you could put it on paper and just express it somewhere and have the platform where most of the people in the country could see it. Isn't that where you want to be, where whatever you do gets to be seen by everyone across the world?
I would love that. I'd love to impact everyone visually. I think that's the whole point of what I'm studying, to get my point across, you know, to everyone in a different way.
What's the last point you put across? And did it affect much people?
To be very honest, the last thing we put across was the graffiti that we did at the incubator.
Great stuff. If people want to see this graffiti, where do they go?
So the physical address is 5 Craddock Place, and there's another entrance in Arnold Road, which is in Rosebank. It's the Open Innovation Lab, which is a Standard Bank initiative, and it's just across the garden from the Standard Bank Incubator, which is a space for entrepreneurs. So entrepreneurs get to use both spaces, including the Innovation Lab, and that's where the artwork is situated. But they can visit Design School's website as well, which is designschool.co.za, and we have tweeted about that. And I think you have too, Duncan.
Yes, I will retweet everything just now. I will confess, the bank is really an intimidating place to go.
Of course it is.
You would never imagine the bank and graffiti going along. Because for a very long time, graffiti was considered a... Is it still a crime here? Has it been decriminalized like marijuana has been decriminalized?
I think it depends, right? So if someone gives you permission to paint on their surface, it's not a criminal act. If you go and paint on someone's surface, and it's a private property. So if George had come in late one afternoon and tagged our walls and did his graffiti art, it would have been a crime. But we invited him into the space and we recognized that he's an artist.
Mm.
So when George came in and he saw a brick wall, which was actually wallpaper on a surface, he asked, "Can I put a tag on?" And I said, "What's a tag?" And he educated us. And he then put a tag on that says Innovation Lab, which is amazing.
Fantastic.
And now it looks like a real wall, which has been punked.
Now, I must think, graffiti artists, you can consider them as opportunists, because they see a space and they just want to mark it and tag it with something that should be meaningful at the end of the day, I'd say. So if you see, if you drive past... a blank wall every time in the morning when you drive to work or school, and as a graffiti artist, if you drive past it most of the day and then you realize, because of this whole madness that's happening in our countries, no fees must fall, whatever, you could actually go tag there in big handwriting, "Fees must fall."
Mm-hmm.
You saw the opportunity of space, and you're just impacting people visually.
Yes.
Anything else we can cover for now, maybe, that you just want to put out there?
I would love to encourage parents to support their kids from a creativity perspective. Mm. You know, we need more creative minds from a corporate environment. We need people to think differently and conceptually. I also want to encourage organizations to collaborate with the youth and involve them in your processes. And then they can associate with your brand so much better if they're involved in the creative process, in creating something that's truly unique for the country. So that's my parting words.
You know what? I couldn't have said it better myself. Alicia, what are your parting words? What do you say to all the graphics coming up?
I just think people should really do what they love and not be afraid to do it, especially in this field. We need more creative people in the world to get their points and views across. And I think this is the best way to do it with this generation.
Fantastic. You know what? Seems like you're fighting the good fight, Alicia, and I know we'll be hearing and seeing more of your work as life goes on.
I hope so.
You know, I believe art is the healing source of the nation, and we say hooray to you, Alicia.
Thank you.
Well done. Thank you very much. This is Duncan, aka Big D. Tapping the Talent.
This is CliffCentral.com.